So you go up here? I forgot this one.
Which one?
The Melissa one. That three plus three.
Already built.
Yeah.
So they're just basically, they're already built, so it's just basically
dividing up.
So it's like, it'll be just like the same kind of lot that's on the other side of them.
So the dad's not gonna separate.
Yeah.
It's all a family thing, no?
I think so. I think they want to maybe chop it up and then maybe maybe have their own property versus it just all lumped together.
Well, yeah, but you can't have more than one resident.
Yeah, right, so it shouldn't even be that way anyways, if it's, if that's the case.
It's a family.
Okay.
That's what I.
Good evening. My name is Jeff Moritz, and I will open the meeting of the Becker County Planning and Zoning Committee and ask its members to introduce themselves, starting on my left with Steve.
Steve Wendell, Forest Township.
Erica Jepson, Becker County Commissioner.
Tom Dissey, Detroit Lakes.
Tommy Eiley, Detroit Lakes.
Kim Mattson, Cormorant Township.
Mary Steber, Erie Township.
Nick Bowers, Erie Township.
Craig Hall, Headland Township.
Kyle Barber, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Katie Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Harvey, Home Lake.
Hey, Harvey.
John Oakerson, County Commissioner.
Tonight, we will look at, we'll approve if any corrections and additions to the minutes from previous meetings. This evening's hearing protocol, we'll introduce any old business that may be set aside from previous meeting. Then we'll introduce new business, which will consist of conditional use permits, change of zone, and preliminary plan approvals. I ask that the applicant to step forward, introduce them, their application. I would ask no one in the general audience to direct any comments to the applicant without first going through this board. Sufficient time will be given to those who would like to comment on the application. After all that's spoken, we will ask the administrative staff to read any written correspondence not in our packets. Then we will close testimony and the board will deliberate. This board is one of recommendations to the Becker County Board of Commissioners. Typically, they address planning and zoning matters between 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday. What's the date, Kyle?
June 4th.
June 4th. This board is bound by state guidelines allowing a maximum of 60 days from the date of the application to approve or deny. If the next hearing date does not fall within 60 days, we will need to adjudicate on the application this evening. However, the applicant may table the request at any time with no additional fees. Please shut off all cell phones and we will begin.
The first applicant is Giant Commercial Condos requesting a final plat for 69 units to be known as Elite Storage Condos. The original request was for 71. It looks like this is about 69 units. There was a stipulation on the preliminary plat that we meet with County Highway Department. We did do that. John was present, satisfied them, got a an approach permit from John Jacobson. So. Probably nothing up there. I don't see them present, which isn't uncommon for final plat. Otherwise, I see that one driveway did change. It looks like you're going to have a sedimentation replacement of it, basically in the center of the north parcel. So a slight change there.
And they're going to remove that north approach. Possibly cutting down the hill so the site doesn't move better.
But I need, we need to go back, Mr. Chair, and approve the minutes.
Oh, sure, Ken. We'll go back to our roll call of members, which we did, and then under that, the minutes approval from the April 24th. 24 meeting. If someone would like to make a motion to approve that, Tom.
Yeah, I would.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carried. Sorry about that discrepancy. We'll move along to after the second application.
Oh, yeah.
We can just vote on this anyway, can't we? Yeah. I move to approve that final plat. Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion regarding that? Not call vote. All those in favor signify by raising their hands. Those opposed, same. Motion carried.
The second applicant is Weston and Chantel Jorgensen requesting a conditional use permit to operate a repair shop.
Do you want to present your information to this board?
Yeah, so I built my shop there, and prior to this, we had some stuff with the state. They, for the change of use, whatever, for the driveway or approach there, and we came to an agreement that I filled out a permit that we had a meeting at the state. Me, John Gildersleeve, Kyle Warburg,
Jeremy Plato
and Shane Bakken and myself were there, and they told me to fill out a permit for residential private use with the intent they're going to do something with that bypass lane in the near future, because out of the, I don't know, I think there's 20, over 20 businesses from around Four Corners all the way into town, and nobody else has a turn lane or any special requirements at all. And it's just me that's getting this treatment, I guess. And so they told me to fill it out. That way I did, and it got approved from them. So that's why I'm here today.
Any questions?
The latest letter that we just got from the state that came out on the 21st is saying that strictly for residential, cannot be used for commercials.
And we had this meeting there, and everybody, we left all good and ready and happy, and we came to an agreement.
I think it had to do with the easement.
Yes, and I have an easement from Minn Kota Power, and Minn Kota did their research when they gave me the easement. It's off the road right of way, and the approach was existing. Technically, Minn Kota, or Wild Ray, they sell power, so therefore I think that should be commercial anyway.
I think that the letter that we got said the easement is for residential use only, not commercial.
Right.
The letter that we got from the state of Minnesota. And that it, they advised using 302. Thank you. Is that possible?
Not really. My dad is actually thinking about putting a shop down there, or if he doesn't, I would like to eventually build a house down there. And I really do not want to spend a small fortune to put a road from there. And there's a lot of low land down there, and it would just, I can't afford to do that, to build a road that way. And I didn't design my shop layout that way either.
So you haven't seen this letter?
I have not seen that letter. Wasn't in the memo on that letter.
Can you look at it?
Absolutely.
I think you ought to.
They told me to fill it out as this for my business, because we went to this meeting and this is what we talked about.
Yep. Who's this from again?
John Gildersleeve, Minnesota DOT.
Okay.
I mean, it puts us in a tough position because obviously we, for us to try and go, you know, try and override, you know, the DOT when they control the 34 access, I think is your suicide for this board to do. To me, I think you either need to go back to the state and get clarification as to why. Because I agree. I mean, how many businesses are along there?
Yep.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Why you're singled out, other than because maybe because of the hill, I disagree with it. I just think it's going to be difficult for this board to approve that based off of that letter because they're going to have controlling interest. And they clearly state that you'll be in violation for running a commercial business.
Yeah, we say yes and they'll say no.
I think what you can do though, you could stipulate that it comes off 302 and then let the state highway department enforce that. We had that discussion with them. If there was no issues, Harry's son was also denied in the beginning. He bought the land to the east side of the substation. They told us no immediately. And they came back to their senses a little bit, granted him that use as well. We had the discussion that you two would police yourselves.
Yep. Right?
And ultimately, I think that's what has to happen. I think the state's going to have to, if it becomes an issue there, they're going to have to do something.
And we're not a high traffic. We don't do a lot of volume there. I mean, it's just a little repair shop. Typically, people drop stuff off in the daytime, pick it up after work, and, you know, if I see 15 cars a day, I'm lucky. You know, most stuff sits there. You know, I do complete engine work, transmission work. It's not like I have a Jiffy Lube there and there's 500 cars in and out of there a day. I do big projects. So, you know, and we had this meeting and the state's like, yep, if it's a problem, you know, we'll address the problem. He said, but if there's not going to be a problem, we're not going to pursue the problem. And he said, we've been looking at that road for 10 years about redoing it because of everything there. And, you know, for me to be the only one that has this stipulation is kind of, I don't see that's fair or whatever, but you know, Belmer's is right on top of the hill, right in the turn, right in where that bypass lane ends. They don't have a turn lane. Begley Services right there in that bypass lane. They do not have a turn lane. The new storage place does not have a turn lane. Zyke doesn't have a turn lane. Team Lab doesn't have a turn lane.
Macron Excavating
doesn't have a turn lane.
But I think the industry doesn't seem like it's the turn lane. It's the easement on the approach. That's what the letter seems like, right, is the issue. It's not so much the turn lane. So have you had any conversations with Minn Kota Power to...
Yep, they said they are completely fine with it. I'm not disturbing anything with them. If anything, I keep the road up better than it was, and they have no problem with it.
Do you have that in writing?
No, I just talked to them on the phone, I guess.
Yeah.
I do talk to them. They told me that it wasn't a problem. And I paid for the easement, and they were, as long as I followed their drawing, they sent an engineered drawing to me, and I had to put in a special culvert and do a little riprap. I still have to plant grass, but it's been so wet that it'll just wash away. And the easement's off the road right away anyway, by a lot. And it doesn't make any difference. It's not like I'm moving my business. I grew up on 302nd Avenue. My parents still live back there. I lived there for 18, 20 years, and they still live back there. And there's no turn lane for 302nd Avenue or any stipulation there. It's not like we're eliminating traffic. The traffic's still turning. Most, you know, if they're coming from town, they're still turning in that bypass lane. And it doesn't make a bit of difference whether it's only 200 yards down the road farther, where my access is, with better visibility, better vantage point, and I'm not tearing up the township road. I don't have to, you know, nothing with the township road there.
I agree with you. I just don't know if we're the, you know, ones that need to hear that, because it's, again, if it's the state that's giving you pushback, I agree, you're going to have way less people turning into your place than they will on 302nd.
Yes.
They're out of all the houses there. There, it's. I just don't know where if it's the sticky spot is the easement or if it's the turning lane.
It's not the easement, it's the passing lane.
It's the passing lane.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's not an issue.
They've threatened to revoke it from Minn Kota if nobody plays ball. But that's easements, he has legal access to his property.
Sure.
So Minn Kota has granted that.
That's what I was, That's what I was wondering.
No, that's irrelevant. It's the packet. Their concern, MnDOT's concern is the passing.
And it's not like we're doing anything different. It's if I turn 200 yards before my, where I'm turning now, what's the difference? I'm still turning there and all my people are still turning there.
Was there anything about the turning lane in the letter from?
No, but that's what they're after is a turning lane. And they said they're going to put one in within the next few years. They're probably going to pull that whole bypass lane out and it's going to be all turn lane in the near future. But they said they couldn't give me an ETA on it.
So what is the, okay, read the line that says it, you've been told it's illegal to use it. What is that? Can you read that again?
It's illegal to use it for commercial purposes. Basically, they have a handshake that he's going to use it for residential purposes. And if it becomes an issue, they're going to address it.
Yeah.
Okay. In my opinion, they're putting this on paper for liability reasons. I mean, they've taken their stand. Originally, it was no access. Like I said, they said the same to Mackner. Then they found a residential, but they're acknowledging that they're not going to allow a commercial, and they definitely want it in writing in case. I think it says that. It's something about people being liable.
Yeah.
A lot of it's liability.
So wouldn't you cut Hill? I don't think this would be an issue between you and I. So I guess that's what they're looking at. Like, you come over that hill, and I'm guessing that's why they're isolating you out because of the location of the driveway. Otherwise, I have a hard time seeing, just like you're saying, why.
Well, then they should do the same thing to Jerry's and Begley's and everybody else.
I guess because they were done way before, it became more of an issue.
They're making you the issue.
Yeah.
I'm because her dog has way more traffic than he does. And
I'm just trying to support my family. I'm 26 years old. I built my business from nothing. 6 years ago, I rented a house and didn't have two nickels to rub together. And now, you know, I have two kids and I got to make a living too. And I don't have $100,000 to put a road through 300 seconds.
Oh, you got a good neighbor.
And
can I get up and speak to you?
Not yet.
When he is done.
But, and this needs to be addressed here, if we do prove limiting the number of vehicles. I know we had done it on his last place, and we've done it on other shops like this. So that needs to be discussed too.
This one is well screened though, unlike the previous.
Yeah, the pine trees are always green.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's he's socked away.
Yeah,
I mean, that's as yeah. good well, a spot to.
It's good for that.
Yeah.
So.
But been addressed. And like you said, it's wet. You haven't had a chance to get that the way you want it.
I haven't made it the way I want it to look yet. It's a mud hole out there. And we hauled in a lot of gravel and stuff, but if I haul anything on top of it right now, I'm just going to lose it in the mud. So I got to wait for it to dry out before I can do anything. But yeah, you cannot see, I have a couple parked on the driveway, and you might be able to see two of them from the road, maybe. But once it dries up, it'll be way better. You won't be able to see anything. You can hardly even see the shop back there.
Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, I got one. I know we were talking about the parking area, but when I was out there, there was about 25 vehicles around your shop, and I mean, you could hardly turn around in there. Is that going to be typical, or do we have any kind of regulations that deal with that at all? Or
well, typically it's not going to be like that, but with the amount of rain we've had, I got 6 inches of rain out of my house not that far away. It's hard to move mud, and once I get my area cleaned up and gravel hauled in. Like if you go to my new shop or my old shop, it's all crushed asphalt, crushed concrete.
Yeah.
It's all flat. The water drains nice. It, you know, I don't like vehicles sitting there because if they're sitting there, I don't get paid. I'm not a storage facility. I fix them and they come get them. You know, they might need a week to come up with some money to pay for them, but the vehicles are on a turn. You know, I'm not making money if they're sitting there. So I don't store junk. I'm not a junkyard. I have one vehicle there that is not ever going to run again, and it's for Zikes, and there's no motor in it, no transmission in it. It's not leaking anything. It's just the shell of a body that we've been using parts for. And that's parked not in my parking lot. It's off the side.
So I guess my question then was, does the county have any kind of ordinance that regulates the number of vehicles that you can have parked around that shop?
I don't believe.
I guess
no,
that's...
the conditional use itself would.
So that, you said no.
There's the conditional a... use itself would, as Mary brought up earlier.
That we've stipulated.
Other questions? We'll take testimony then. Thank you. Anybody else wishing to comment on this?
My name is Terry Master, and Wes Jorgensen works on our equipment. And if we come in on the township road, you're going to have to make it a 12-ton road. Some of them can be heavy equipment. And you're going to have to make it to a spec that is feasible for a business to run efficiently. I mean, that's reasonable. And that's going to cost some money too for somebody, taxpayers or whatever.
That's a township road, right?
Yeah.
He runs a great business. He is all business. I think denying him, or maybe I should just back up. What is the county's qualm about coming in off the highway? Maybe I should ask that.
The county has it. You're not the state of Minnesota.
Right. So help me out here. Why are we all sitting here? I mean, if the county doesn't have a problem with him, or excuse me, if you, may I should ask this way, do you have a problem, Wes, coming in off the county if the state says, or off the state highway, if the state says it's okay?
No.
No, because
you,
okay.
You guys wouldn't have a problem with that.
I don't think Wes has an issue with any of us. I think it's with the state of Minnesota.
Right, yeah. So
it's just, it's a fight, you know, you got to look at it to a certain extent, Terry, and if you're running for commissioner, you're going to be up against it. It's a matter of how much money do you want to throw at this to fight the state if they come back to the county.
Right. No, I get that. I want to be on record a little bit here on why we're all here.
Oh, exactly.
You know, the second thing that, why isn't there a state person here representing a problem?
They submitted a letter.
That's the letter in front of you. Mm-hmm. That's them providing their input.
Okay. So in response to number one, Derek is my son, and I know they were threatening to take out this approach, la la la. One of the problems on doing that is Doug Lighthizer's dad has a letter and it's filed with the state that cannot ever happen because it's an access to get to that property.
Was that the field access that it's addressing?
Excuse me?
Is that where it addresses the field access?
Yes.
But what did you just say about Doug Lighthizer's father?
His dad, yeah. Jim, yeah. Had a letter from the state. It's registered with the state. They also have it on file that letter is to grant access to the field. When that
the highway.
Correct. When 34 was redone, they cut the hill down before we could get credit for my time was years a kid.
When I was a kid.
I mean, I think the issue is field access is different than commercial access.
I think we're talking about semantics.
I think you have to get to the state and get it straightened out before we can do anything. I'm sorry, that's the way it looks.
Or you could stipulate that we come off 302.
302, yeah. But he doesn't want to.
So that
Terry could go and build a road out.
But he's here, so I'd like him to be in somewhat compliance with us.
I think it would be pretty tough to pass it with that stipulation when...
When he's already told us.
When he's already said that that's not feasible.
Gary, how much would it cost to build a road in there? Off of 302. Just a rough.
From our township road, just through his property.
How much? Give an estimate.
I would say through that low wetland, it could be $30,000.
Is this something that we can table? Not deny, but table so that...
I'd rather you table it.
Yeah.
Then we're not on a timeline.
Because...
Means we go back and have the same meeting you and I already had and see if...
Get it in writing.
Well, that's probably what you should do.
Yeah, try and get that letter overwritten to state that you can do it commercial versus residential.
Because also, if you were doing that road through that wetland, the Pelican Water already wants input on that.
Well, there's another...
They want it because of impervious surface, probably.
So...
Over 10,000 square feet. I'm impervious to what their involvement is, not a wetland. That'd be so...
Because I thought there was two. Okay.
Yeah, they just...
Go ahead. So one of the conversations I've had with Wes and his dad's a home builder, and he was talking about selling off a piece of that property that would be on there. Okay, so let's play devil's advocate. If he did sell that piece of property on the township line there, 5 acres, so he could build a residential place, that cuts him off from being a township access at all.
But I think the issue right now is it's not.
Okay, like so if he did that, you're saying then that, you know, we got to approach it a little differently?
No, because we would still have to go by what the state does.
Yeah. No, I understand that. But I mean, the county would take a little different stance on, okay, this is no longer an option for this.
But if we approved it to use 302nd and he planned to sell, there would have to be an easement. Mm-hmm. Because that's how we approved this, yeah. Right?
Well, I asked that question. Yeah. So
then he'd have to get an easement from where we sold the other property to.
It's always going to be an enforcement issue, though. Whether you put that driveway up in 302, the state's still going to have to monitor. And that's what we talked about. But there's no issues. It was just basically going to lie there. But
I think you should table it
and talk with the state
and get it approved from the state
in writing.
I don't know.
But same thing. Use the argument. Why are they addressing you when all these other commercial properties don't have it? Doesn't seem
correct.
Because
there's a pretty big list, and that, yeah, I don't know why you got the bullseye on your back, because it's I don't think it's fair to you at all, but at the same time, it's the people. The state has a bigger trump card than we do when it gets to try and push this through.
And I don't know what your fine is. I would want you to fight.
We had these issues with MnDOT back when I was maintenance superintendent too, that they control the access. And if they want to eventually close them off, it's pretty hard to stop them. And their goal is to have less approaches and access to all their, especially 34, 59, and 10. But if you get them, I agree, if we get them to change their mind and give you a blessing, I think the county wouldn't have an issue with that.
No, I think you're right.
But
the same thing.
Pick that
list
up
off those
business. That costs money.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just table this.
Please.
What do I?
Just say table.
Just table. Okay.
So. Hey, we'll come back, you know, basically just resubmit, or you don't even need to resubmit, you just need to get it back onto the schedule as soon as hopefully you get that addressed. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
I'll be back.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Our last applicant is Wright Investments LLC, requesting a preliminary plat for 3 lots to be known as Dakota Woods Condominium Association.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dustin Richter. We are looking to create Dakota Woods Condominium Association. Roquette Wayne there, the concept. The buildings have been built in 2017 with the intentions to deed one of the buildings and the land to myself. Unfortunately, the Pelican River watershed won't allow us to split the property because we are 999 feet or so, close to the 1,000-foot mark. So we're looking for a way for me to take ownership of that property, and the association idea is about the only way we can do it. We're looking for approval to go ahead with that.
This is just for the preliminary plat.
Like I said, all the buildings are, all the construction's done, and it's been done for years. Just looking to.
You're trying to make a leap.
Just trying to make a leap.
So you've been guided to do it this way?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
I don't see any reason to not
right,
let not that go through. That seems like
happen. Just...
It's really a nice little development in there. I was in charge of building Roquette's land and
well,
here's your order.
Well, thank you.
I would make a motion to approve.
Just a second.
Open.
Is anybody else in the audience wishing to speak in favor of this? Or?
No, but I think they should.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and take the motion in.
Go ahead. I'm making a motion to approve.
One second. No comment.
We get a second.
All those in favor of approval of this, please raise your hand. Those who do not, or motion carried.
Thank you.
Be on your left.
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great night.
You too.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Yeah. So can he still operate a business until it's not done? Legally?
Not legally. No, that's why I wanted to.
So we can't do it.